Welcome to our podcast that we don't really know what the name is yet, but we will maybe decide on a better one, but it's Shut Up and Listen for now. I'm Melissa. This is my co-host, Maya, and this is my other co-host, Cutin.
Cutin.
Just say Alina.
Cutin. Just say Alina. It's Alina for now, I guess.
Yeah. She changed her name.
I didn't change my name. I have two first names.
Since when?
Since I was born.
Wait, that's so nice, though. Yeah. But, like, what's your... You have a middle name, too?
No, it just has first.
So, isn't that your middle name?
It's just Claudine Alina.
No, like, my first name is Claudine Alina.
Like, I don't have...
I'm happy that we cleared that up. Like, I didn't know that about you at all. Maya, would you say your parents are strict?
Not at all.
Yeah, me too.
My mom doesn't even live here, so...
Yeah, true. What you gonna do? Like, how strict? Like, okay, when you were in, like, middle school, were you, like, allowed to have a sleepover?
No.
What? Did you have a bedtime?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers till then.
Yeah, so what my mom would do is we would have
to be... In middle school?
I swear, we would have to be in bed at 7. Okay.
Oh!
And then she wouldn't have us, like, use any electronics. We would read a book until, like, 8.
That's what my grandma did.
And then 8:30, lights out.
But, like, your little sister, she's 14. Mm-hmm. She's up until 4 in the morning texting me.
My sister will literally be going to parties until, like, 1 in the morning.
Yeah,
so,
she's
like,
14.
She's the younger child, though. Like, of course, your mom's going to be like, fuck it. You know.
No, I think it's because my older sisters were so terrible that, like, my mom just, like
she gave
got
up.
Really strict with me.
Oh, really? That's low-key how my sisters were. Like, I heard they were some wild children.
Child.
But, like, I feel like I don't know.
I feel
maybe
like
my parents just do not care. They're like, do whatever you want. It's fine.
Yeah.
My parents are like that now. But I feel like
because you're older now.
Out.
Yeah, you have your own, like, life. Hairstylist. She's a hairstylist.
Cosmo.Cotting.
I actually do want to get my hair cut from you.
Okay.
I do not trust a lot of people with my hair. I actually only trust myself, but it's not good because, like, I'll ruin my own hair.
Bro, one time we went and got you a $20 haircut, and it was really good.
It was really
it was
good.
Really
Those
good.
$20
we went to,
haircuts.
Like, Fantastic Sam's or something.
Yeah.
She was like, I want a haircut right now. We walked there.
I'm overdue for one, though, I feel like.
I just need to buy new scissors.
She's you wanna,
been saying
do you
that for 2 months,
it?
By
I've
the way.
Saying, I have been saying that for 2 months. No, because I was using my teacher's scissors, but then he just, like, upped and left, so.
Should have just stole them.
No scissors anymore.
Oh. No more scissors. So he's the only provider of scissors in that school? Yeah.
Haircutting scissors are really expensive. They're, like, $400.
What?
The cheapest ones are,
$400. They're so
expensive. The nice
expensive.
Ones
okay.
are, like, $1,200.
I did not know that haircutting scissors
like 1200
were, like,
bucks,
that much.
Yeah.
They're actually not even called haircutting scissors. They're called shears.
Yeah, shears.
Yeah, we get in trouble if we say scissors, so.
They're fucking scissors.
Yeah.
They're
scissors. Yeah.
I did not know that costed that much money. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
I feel like
you
if you get them at, like, the beauty store, though, like, they're not that much money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are, like, kitchen scissors.
Really? It's the same thing?
No.
Oh.
They're, like, terrible, terrible scissors.
I would use kitchen scissors.
Yeah. No, it's so bad. Don't ever do that.
That's how I cut my bangs.
Yeah, me too.
I went down to the kitchen.
Yeah, like, use the same scissors I cut, like, the food with. And, like, didn't even wash probably just,
like, you, like, cut your steak with it. Like,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like,
I was
the
nasty.
Cut off my toast with it and then, like, use it to cut
your
my
toast.
Cut the
right.
cut off the toast.
Cut
the crust.
The crust. Cut the cut.
I like eating the crust, though. Like, on pizza.
I don't like eating the crust on anything.
Why?
When I was little, I used to peel my chicken nuggets. Yeah,
that's
we would go to McDonald's.
De-skinned chicken nugget is
no,
crazy.
Dude, I remember, like, Dino Nuggets and everything. Like, I would
okay,
de-skin
McDonald's
everything.
Okay, but, like,
no, Dino Nuggets too.
No, bro.
Chicken tenders.
No.
Everything was de-skinned.
That's wild.
But, like, you see how I eat burgers now too? I literally have to take the entire thing apart to eat it.
Yeah, you literally we were getting that burrito and you, like, split open and you, like,
eat the inside and then I ate the tortilla.
Yeah, that's actually. I could vibe with that, though. Like, I could get that.
Yeah, it just makes the taste better. Makes you slow down a little bit.
It's like a quesadilla with, like, sauces.
Oh, I love eating quesadilla with sauce.
Yeah, like, sauces. Like, meat sauces and, like...
No, oh. Just buffalo sauce.
No, I could eat a quesadilla with, like, ranch.
No, I could eat it with buffalo.
Speaking of sauces, those McDonald's sauces are bussin'.
Last night, we were, like... We had, like, 3 sauces open, like, at the same time, like,
yeah.
Both of us. Like,
honey mustard. I had honey mustard,
ranch. And barbecue.
Yeah.
And then we tried buffalo, and, like, it just was not it.
I cannot
the
get with buffalo.
Buffalo is so good.
No.
What? Oh, girl, you're on the wrong playing field. Get out of here. Seriously.
Honey, bro, I will put buffalo sauce on anything.
Anything?
Literally anything. No, I will literally eat anything? It then. Like, I don't think you want to. Like, I'll put that shit on my pizza. Like,
you'll put it on anything? That honey mustard was surprising, though. Like,
I know. I really like the ranch from McDonald's.
Ranch with fries? Yeah.
Ranch with fries, always. Do you ever have dreams when you were a kid that you thought were real?
Yeah. I mean, no. Like,
I like
my dreams were, like, yeah. Insanely weird. Like, I would be, like, running away from skeletons and, like, jumping off of buildings.
No, like there's, like, some things I don't know till this day whether they were real or if I was dreaming as a kid.
I mean, I can differentiate that. But,
can't.
Like, I mean, when I woke up, like, still even to this day, like, I'll think a dream is, like, real just for the first 5 seconds I wake up. And then I, like, I'll realize it's not real.
Dude.
That's happened to me, like, if I've had a dream where, like, my boyfriend at the time was, like, cheating on me. And then I woke up, like,
yeah,
mad
I've
as
had,
fuck.
Yeah, I've,
like,
had one of those.
Well, I actually
like, you know,
did get cheated on. So.
Yeah, it turned into reality, so.
I didn't ever have dreams about him cheating on me. He just cheated on me.
Oh, I got the honor of both.
Oh, well,
I feel like, no, I don't really, like,
you don't
have
to,
like,
brag about
dreams.
That.
She had the dream the other day with Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, me, and we were all line dancing or something.
Oh, dude, that's what I'm saying. I had, like, some weird dreams.
She has, like, crazy-ass dreams.
I've had dreams where, like, they come true, like, in real life.
Oh, me too. I've
and
had I've, two.
I started writing them down because I was, like, absolutely not. I started writing them down after this one instance. So I had a dream where... And, like, they happen years later, by the way. This is not, like, it happens, like, a week later or, like, 2 days later. Like, years later. So I had a dream one time that I was standing in my kitchen. And then an earthquake happened in my dream. I called my mom. And my mom and dad were, like, out. And I was, like, I told you an earthquake was going to happen. That's all I remembered from my
dream.
That's
creepy, okay? Dude.
Okay.
Because you're going to tell your parents after you woke up. And then years later it happens, right? Yeah.
Years later, this was, like, during, like, COVID. My parents went for a walk. No, actually, I'm going to tell you what happened during the week leading up to it.
Okay.
I had remembered that dream, and I was like, that was a weird dream, because I saw a sign. You know, like, on the benches, they have, like, advertisements?
Yeah.
So it was, like, earthquake insurance, like, advertisement. So I saw that, like, advertisement on the bench, and I'm in the car with my mom, and I, like, remember that dream. And I was like, Mom, I have, like, this weird feeling that, like, an earthquake is gonna happen soon. Like, I don't know. I just, like, have this feeling. And Mom was like... No, like, you're crazy, like, no. And I was like, well, I had this dream, and, like, I told her about the dream, whatever. And she's like, and I told her, I was like, a lot of my dreams, like, come true. Like, I don't know why, like, it just happens. And she did not believe me. And I was like, Mom, like, I can guarantee you an earthquake is going to happen soon. And then, like, a week later, my parents went on a walk. And I'm standing in the kitchen by myself, and an earthquake happens. And I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, I told you an earthquake was going to happen. And then I got this, like, feeling of, like, deja vu. And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I told you, like,
oh,
I have dreams and
God.
It happens. And I was like, never call me crazy again. Because, like, I told you that I had this dream and this exact same thing happened.
That's crazy. UPA is the word for UFO, apparently.
The new professional word for UFO.
UAP,
I feel like
UPA.
That to just make it sound more scary.
Isn't it UAP?
Yeah, because UFOs have been, like, so like,
movie like.
Yeah, and like
movie-esque.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Cinematography.
Not even that. They've been so like used that we're desensitized
to
them.
Yeah, desensitized.
So like UPAs were like not desensitized to. I don't even know. Let me check. I don't know if it's
I think
UPA
it's UAP.
UAP.
It's UAP. I'm
yeah,
pretty sure.
UAP.
But
what does it stand for?
Unidentified
flying object is
UFO.
Oh, there is so. Oh my God!
How many sightings?
9 intriguing UFO claims the Pentagon has refuted to bogus. This is happening right now. One day ago, like this is all one day ago.
And wait, what? It's just saying just one, like one.
No, there have been like 9 sightings, and the Pentagon won't say they're not real.
Yeah,
this
because
is
didn't
happening.
Didn't they like come out with information that they are real?
Yeah, but like the Pentagon won't say those like exact sightings are not real, which like usually like they used to be like fake, like Bigfoot.
True, but they could also just say no.
You guys think that like werewolves and like vampires exist?
No,
absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely.
I don't believe we live in a Twilight universe.
Yeah. I don't believe werewolves and vampires are real. I definitely think like aliens and like
I think aliens are
real 100%.
Aliens are so subjective though. Like you never know what
and
it could
skinwalkers.
Be.
Skinwalkers. You think and like shadow figures. I think all that shit's real.
Slenderman.
I've seen shadow figures.
Yeah, I've seen so many shadow figures. But like skinwalkers? That's so scary. I think that's but, like, 100%
I think my dog's
real.
A skinwalker.
Okay, but like actually, like
no,
serious.
I'm serious, dude. There's no life behind. There's like those are human eyes, dude. I'm telling
Toby.
You, like,
that dude, is not pigs, a, their pig. Eyes.
Yeah, pigs have human eyes. It's really weird.
They have like that.
And
theory.
The skin is like weird too.
They have
it's,
that
like,
theory.
Human.
Yeah,
they have pores like humans.
So do cats.
That they sweat out.
All animals have pores. Like most like land animals, mammals have.
Yeah,
pores.
Yeah, because they're fur, right?
We're mammals. So
yeah. But they're like when you eat like when you say like pig skin, it's really weird because it looks like a man's like back. It's really gross. That's why I stopped eating bacon for so long because I would always think of that when I had like fat in my mouth from it.
Ew.
Ew.
I think they, what if like human and pig taste the same?
Hasn't someone said what human has tasted like? Like you know the people on there's people on an airplane that crashed like in Argentina like. Argentinian soccer team and they had to like eat each other to survive. They had to eat the dead bodies to survive for like a year.
Wouldn't yeah. It like rot?
It was cold. They were in the mountains so they didn't rot, but it was uncooked meat from humans.
That's so gross.
That they had to eat for
I
a
would just
year.
Die at that point.
I would rather be the one they're eating than eating them.
Really?
100%.
I'd do anything actually, to survive. I'm not even joking. Like, I'd do anything.
Actually, I don't know. I feel like if I was in that situation,
I would kind of be like,
oh, let's eat the dead bodies. I'd probably be the one to say that.
Oh, yeah. Should we eat those guys?
Like, let's just eat them. Like, how else are we going to stay alive? I'd probably be the one to say that, I feel like.
I feel like my mind would, like, not let me put it in my mouth, but, like, someone would have to force feed me. You know? But I would do it for survival. Like, especially if you're, like, a parent or something. Like, I'd be like, I have to do this for my kids. Right now, I probably wouldn't have a motive to live after that. I'm sorry.
No motivation to live at all.
What am I going to do? Like, who am I living for? That's actually...
Yourself? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
I feel like even if I had kids, like, it would be my motivation. Myself would be.
That's fucked up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I would have, like, a stable enough life to know that they're safe without me. I wouldn't have kids with no...
Yeah, that's actually good to, like, know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have kids without knowing the fact that they're stable even if I'm not with them.
Yeah, but it's not about them being stable. It's about them losing their mother. That's so...
Yeah, but inevitably...
They'll be fine without me.
Inevitably, if they lose their mother, like, are they going to be okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
like, because like you never know, there's
is
always
there school,
a possibility.
Is there school and college paid for? Like,
yeah, what? There's always like the possibility, like, literally anything can happen at any given second.
Yeah,
and I literally like realized that more than ever, like, this week.
Why this week?
Because my coworker's husband died.
Oh, yeah,
like out
That's
of
horrible.
Nowhere.
That's horrible,
like, literally out of nowhere.
Do you know why?
He crashed his car. Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad because, like, your body gets
He's only
fucked.
38. He drove into an electrical box. Yeah. No, she hasn't came to work. She hasn't came to work. She came the other day to, like, collect the money that we, like, gave her. She was just crying.
Oh, my. I can't even imagine that. Like, someone losing their, like, boyfriend or
but,
husband
like,
is
seeing
crazy.
Seeing somebody, like, in that state, it's, like, kind of makes you realize, like, how, like...
Yeah.
You take things for granted and people for granted.
When I
in
saw
your life.
When I saw my grandma was when my aunt died, like I was just like, oh my god, like that's when you realize like no matter who you are, like you mean something to somebody.
Oh, 100%.
And like someone's gonna be really upset about their best friend or their sister or you know what
yeah.
I mean. Like it's really
that's
scary.
Such, yeah, that's such a big thing on treating everybody literally the same because. Everybody is the same at the end of the day. And you don't, if yeah. you take that for granted and you treat anybody less than that, then.
I feel like that's like the reason to live then. Like, yeah. like knowing how much hurt your loss can cause someone is like a reason to keep going.
Well, that's what I was saying when she was like, I would do it for myself, not for my kids.
Okay, yeah. I mean, of course it'll hurt them, but at the same time, I would know that they're stable without
yeah.
me. That's what I mean.
So
I don't
at that
mean
point,
like, oh, I don't care if they're sad or not. Like, of
yeah.
course. I'd hope my kids are sad that I died.
You want your kids to be sad?
I would want my kids to be kind of upset that I passed away. I'd hope so.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the
I
hope.
I would hope so.
I wouldn't like want them to be sad, but I'd hope they are.
I mean, I want them to be sad. Like, I want them to get like a lot of attention from it if I died. Like, I want them to come to school and everyone surround them and like maybe cry with them, but like just kneel. They're gonna come to school. Like, my son's gonna come to school and then immediately he sees everyone. They're like staring at him. He drops to his knees and starts crying. And then everyone goes in a huddle circle and says, she's okay.
She's in a better
She's in a better place. She's now. Okay. She's okay. Not really.
Not really. She's okay.
But when you're dead, like, you're fine.
Well, what do you guys think happens after you die?
Nothing. I don't know. I think it's the same as when before you were born.
Do you think there's a heaven or hell?
I definitely think, I mean, I believe in a lot of things. I believe in, like, I think reincarnation could be real. I think there could definitely be, like, a certain paradise. I think there could be nothingness. I think it could just all be science and we're, like, light sources of energy and vibrations and shit. And this could be just our only time here. But I believe in everything. Like, my mind isn't, like, this is the one way. Like, I feel like I can believe in a lot of stuff.
I feel very set on the fact that, like, the human life is kind of like you keep repeating it until you do good and then you can proceed on to heaven. Yeah.
Have you guys ever watched the show Lucifer?
No.
I watched like the first two episodes in like seventh grade. So I have watched it technically.
Okay, but like it's not all of it.
Not all of it at all. No,
it gets really good because there was this like one episode I like distinctly remember where he was in hell and it's just like a bunch of doors and each person has their own personal hell.
Yeah.
And they just keep reliving
that
moment.
Yeah, I feel like I saw that. I feel like I saw that.
Like it's a moment in life or just the worst possible option that could ever happen to you in hell.
And
no, like something like their most traumatizing like experience in life just on repeat forever.
So guys, what would yours be? An embarrassing moment.
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, maybe not. But like, okay, but like a little like funny personal hell of yours.
A funny one?
Yeah, like a little like funny, like if you relived it, you'd be like, this is so embarrassing. I can't do this. I think
probably like peeing my pants in like fourth grade or something.
I purposely peed my pants in third grade. Let me tell you why. So I had this like best friend and me and her used to talk like throughout all of class. So my teacher would always like put us separate and we were like in PE and this one time she had asked to go to the bathroom and I was like on the verge of like pissing myself. Like I needed to pee so
on the verge
bad.
Of it.
Like I needed to pee edging. so bad. So,
goodbye.
So she had already asked to go to the bathroom, and so I asked to go to the bathroom, and then the teacher was like, "No, like
you
can't
back.
Go. Yeah, you can't go at the same time as her because you guys
bullshit.
Are gonna talk in
Those
the bathroom.
Those are bullshit rules.
Like blah blah blah." And I was like, "I'm literally gonna pee on the floor
oh, yeah,
if
you, told
you
me this.
Don't let me go to the bathroom right now." And she's like, "You can go when she gets back. You can't go like when she's." I was like, "Okay," and I just started
right
pissing
there.
Myself.
That's actually
at Castle
amazing.
Bay.
At Castle Base, crazy. Yep.
I think my own personal hell would definitely be Cruz posting the anti-gay propaganda on my story, on my Snapchat story. He was like, he posted on, it's not that bad. Like, I've had more embarrassing things happen, but like, just for now, like, that's so bad. He took my phone, he starts typing, like, things I obviously would not say, like, bro, don't bring that gay shit about around, like, the children. Like, you're intoxicating their minds, like, all that stuff. And he posted it on my story, and I had, like, 18 screenshots.
That is so bad.
And people, like, swiping up, being like, bro, what the hell?
I don't know what's with your friend group in doing that. Because remember when you told me, like, that girl, like, cheated on her boyfriend, and then, like...
Oh
my God. I'm a cheating bitch.
I have to tell the story. I have to tell the story now. I'm so sorry. No names. But, like, there's this girl, and she had this boyfriend. And I guess one day, they were together, and, like, he went on her phone and found text messages with, like, her friend being like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend's in school, but I already, like, I'm losing interest, and I already cheated on him, like, three times. And he takes a screenshot, sends it to him, or no, goes to her Instagram story, posts it on her story when she's sleeping, and says, hashtag, I'm a cheating bitch.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
I feel like someone I know has done that as well.
Oh, 100%. That's a very regular thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay for, like, someone to periodically, like, go through their partner's phone? Or, like, do you think there's, like, just a time and a place where it's like, I need to see your phone? Yeah. Like, if you have suspicions.
Yeah.
Maya, you have thoughts?
After what just happened, 100% I think you can go through your partner's phone.
Like, whenever.
Yeah, but ask me 3 months ago, I would not have, I would be like, that's their own personal space, because I was secure. But if you're secure in your relationship, you should feel no need to go and look in your partner's phone ever. If you're secure within yourself, especially, and your relationship. If you're not secure within your relationship and or yourself, then don't even be in a relationship.
Yeah, no, I also think that, like, when you have your suspicions, like, female intuition is always right, dude.
Yeah.
That's every true. Single time, like, I've had, like, any sort of suspicion, I've always been right.
That's crazy.
There's never been a point where I've been wrong about anyone.
And I feel the same way. I feel like I, like, have always surrounded myself with people that, like, if I catch a bad vibe, like, I will, like, just stop being your friend. I will just not talk to you. And, like, I always tend to, like, lean towards people with better energy. And, like, I don't want to talk about, like, specific people, but as soon as their energy, like, switches up, I always end up distancing myself.
Yeah, like, I'm a big, like, people's energy is definitely, like, when I'm hanging out with you and you're not, like, up here, like, I will match your energy. Like, if you're not in a good mood, I'm not going to be in a good mood. You know, it's like, however, like, if you're angry, I'm going to get stressed or I'm going to get angry.
Oh, 100%. And I feel like that's, like, empath shit, though. Like you feel people's energy and it makes you feel the same way as them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel that more so with people I'm really close to. Like, when Claudine is, like, freaking out, it's either I'm trying to calm her down because I'm about to start freaking out.
Or you're freaking out.
It's because I'm about to start freaking out if she's freaking out. Yeah. Which always happens.
I'm with everybody.
With her, I'm always like, calm down. Take a step back. Like, literally today.
Calm me down. When people tell me calm down, that's when I, like, get furious.
Yeah, I'm the only person that can calm her down, though.
Yeah, but when you say calm down, then,
I don't really like to
nuts.
Say calm down to people. I'm just like, it's going to be okay. Or, like, we'll work out a solution. You know what I mean? Because, like, why say calm down when you're not, like, actively trying to find a solution? What are you doing? Take a deep breath. Okay.
Now what?
Yeah.
Do you guys even hear this on Reddit?
What?
A family in Montana has lost custody of their 14-year-old daughter after refusing to affirm her gender transition to a boy.
What? They lost custody of
their
kid?
They lost custody of their kid because they wouldn't respect her pronouns. Or his pronouns. Sorry.
Because he wanted to get gender reassignment surgery at 14?
Not gender reassignment surgery. He just wanted to transition to a boy.
I feel like that's fine, but like...
But I do not think that's a reason to lose custody. They just would not respect calling him a him rather than a her.
That's horrible, but like, you should not lose custody over your kid for that reason.
It's also too young of an age.
14 is crazy. Like, he's gonna grow up.
That's like a lot of like learning to do rather than... I feel like that's such a young age to start all that.
But I feel like also like
you're learning who you are still, quite obviously. Like, you're still learning who you are.
He's obviously exploring.
But there's so many like different ideas that happen between that time and when you're older. And so many people that have said they transitioned when they're younger have regretted it when they're older.
Yeah, there are a lot of detransitioners.
A lot.
Especially
when they transition that young. Yeah. I do not think that's...
I think you can... I don't know. I feel like that's weird. Like, when you're 18, you're allowed to go out and do whatever you want. Like, it's horrible that your parents don't respect your pronouns, but that's so many people. Like, that is so many people. I feel like that's not a reason. Like,
not at all.
But how did that even, like, do they take it to court or, like, what the fuck? I don't get it.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Let me open this.
Because I just feel like it's, like, your parents, like... They're not doing anything to harm you.
These are the parents.
Oh, those people look like freaks.
These are the parents. Montana is accusing the state's Child Protective Services of kidnapping their teenage daughter after a girl began to identify as transgender boy.
How do they kidnap their own daughter?
No, they Child Protective Services kidnapped their daughter. They're accusing Child Protective Services.
Oh, of kidnapping the kid. Yeah. But did the kid call CPS? Like,
yeah.
I have no clue.
That's not kidnapping.
She
though.
Told her stepmother.
Why are they using she?
What the hell? Yeah, they're all using she. She told them in 2023, so the last year in August.
I feel like, honestly, like, stick with it until you're an adult and then say fuck your parents and move away. Do your own thing.
I don't understand why the CPS took her away.
Yeah, that's really weird. Is there a new department?
I don't know who their social worker is.
Is there a new department for that kind of thing?
No, there definitely is a department for that. If they're getting abused for it, but like
you like hate crime.
But then that would
just
be child abuse.
Yeah, that's just regular child abuse. There's no fun little LGBTQ sprinkles on top. It's just regular abuse.
But I feel like
abuse doesn't have gender.
Like, yeah.
Abuse doesn't have a
gender. There probably is a section for it, though, for like people without accepting parents for it, though.
Yeah, I feel like there might be
a
small one, though. Like, I don't really hear about that much. Usually people just like are like, I'm going to move away or something.
This is like a really crazy story, actually. It just went way deeper.
Yeah, usually if you scroll too long on those things, you never
She like got hospitalized.
What? For what?
Attempt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she missed her parents? She was homesick?
I guess. I don't know. It's like a crazy story.
You have to read some of these things as you go on, Maya.
I'm not reading that anymore. I can't.
What do you think about that, though? That's kind of weird.
Wait.
That's like really weird.
I-30F. I'm not talking about one of those.
I-30F boyfriend 32M. I hate those.
Am I the asshole?
Oh, I love those. Go on that.
I can't read. I like physically
I can
can't,
do it.
So
I don't need glasses.
Who wants to read?
I'll do it.
Do you want to read or do you want to read?
It.
Okay.
Ready? Am I the asshole for telling my friend my brother isn't serious about her? Let's find out. I'm the youngest of three siblings, and my eldest brother is already married. He married an Indian girl that my parents arranged for. My other brother is going to also have an arranged marriage, and he says he is okay with that. But in the meantime, he's still dating other girls and making it seem like he is serious about them, but then he will discard them later. In my culture, losing your virginity before marriage is still taboo for girls. Guys can apparently do whatever they want. My friend likes my brother, and he knows that and is now dating her. What? My friend... My friend likes my brother, and he knows that and is now dating her. Okay. I know he will probably try to give up her virginity for him. And I think it will break her heart to do that and then have him dump her. So my friend is half Indian. Her mom's side is another social class. So my parents would never consider her. My parents are already in talks with the family, and my brother has been chatting with that girl online. He will probably go back home to meet her this fall, yada, yada, yada. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything, but I did. And I told my parents and my brother's plan to have an arranged marriage. She was crying because she had already given her virginity to my brother. A week later, my brother comes to me mad because my friend broke up with him. And in their argument, made it clear she knew he was going to go through with marrying another girl and is just stringing her along. He's extremely angry with me because no one else could have told her. I admitted it. It was me. And he yelled at me that it was not any of my business.
He's not the asshole. Oh, he's not the asshole.
They're not the asshole. Because why would you let like someone fuck around with people like that when they're literally
even
getting married?
Even if it's your sibling. Especially if it's your sibling.
It's just being a good person.
Like, my sister has dated one of my friends before. And my sister has cheated on one of my friends before. And I told my friend.
I mean, I've never had that
experience.
Am I the
asshole? Like, no. I'm just being a good person.
It's your friend.
Even if it's my sister, if they're doing something wrong, like, I will step forward and tell them.
I feel like I get both sides of the coin. Like, I get why it would be like portrayed as being an asshole, but I also get why
like, even
what you were
family.
Thinking.
Yeah.
And you had like good intentions, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, why would you just lead someone on like that? to be honest. I feel like leading people on is, like, why would you even do that if you don't care? Yeah. Like, why does that benefit you, you know?
I'm on Am I the Asshole?
Okay, let's answer these questions.
Okay. Also, like, if I had a brother, I don't know.
I mean, like, I have kind of, like, an older brother slash cousin. But if he was cheating on his girlfriend, I would feel so horrible. I'd have to tell her.
Oh, I would be so happy if Alex cheated on Carmen.
It depends on the person. Would you tell Carmen?
Of course I would.
Okay, but would he would get mad at you for that. Would you care?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, exactly. So you understand. I would understand. I would 100% tell my friend.
I feel like now
if my sibling was cheating on them. Or if they were seeing somebody else. Or planned to get married.
I've been in the position of being friends with the sibling.
I would want someone to tell me 100%.
But did she know?
No, I told her.
Oh, you told her, yeah. I mean, he was kind of smart for not telling her. She would have told you. She would have told you 100%.
I've only known, like, 2 homewreckers. Actually, I know of a lot of homewreckers, but I only know 2, and I don't really get involved.
And I wouldn't consider that homewrecking.
But I also would only
I get that. But if, I mean, like, just in general, like, that's what I think of when I think of it. I haven't really been in that position, though. What's another Am I the Asshole?
Am I the Asshole 24F for setting a limit on how many times my boyfriend 29M can snooze his alarm and threatening to sleep on the couch?
That's really weird. Like, catch a goddamn grip on life and reality.
Okay, I also snooze the alarm for like 3 hours consecutively. Like,
so does Mide, dude.
I'll be late like 3 hours to work and like not care.
I'll yell at her, Mide, turn that shit off. And she'll be like,
Ten more minutes. I feel like you need a consecutive, like, I feel like you need like,
Oh my god, this one's really good.
I'll read it.
Am I the asshole for implying to my fiance? For implying my fiance is paranoid for thinking my mom is going to wear white to our wedding and not wanting to have that talk with my mom.
Wait, the mom is going to wear white to the wedding?
Yeah, his mom is going to wear white to the wedding.
Oh, absolutely not. He better fucking tell his mom.
I actually saw a video, and it's really bad, about this mom, like, having a freak out at the wedding because she was wearing white, and the bride was mad, and she gets up, and she's like, how dare you? And throws a whole fit. I was like, girl. All right. Don't wear white at the wedding.
Okay, but listen to this. I am currently 2 months from being married to the love of my life, Claire. I don't think my mom is a big fan of hers or vice versa. But isn't some crazy MIL story? My mom hasn't done anything. It is just a tense, awkward feeling when they're both together. And then they like both admit to not liking each other to him.
Didn't he just say it's not them not liking each other?
Yeah, but like...
But they don't like each other.
Claire got annoyed and said she was being a shitty future mother-in-law by not having her dress, and I need to stop worrying. What does that have to do with that?
This is a boring one because at first it was like, okay, the mom's wearing white, but now
okay, but it's also like the fact that she doesn't like her, so that would give her more of a motive to wear white to the wedding.
Well, yeah, I feel like she's doing it. All women know not to wear white at a wedding. I think that's common knowledge about weddings.
100%.
Like, you don't wear white because what the hell? Like, you're not the bride. Is there anyone here who would not wear a white dress to their wedding?
I'm not going to have a white wedding. I'm going to have an Indian wedding.
I'm going to have an Indian wedding.
Because I'm Indian.
And so I'm going to marry into her family.
So I'm going to wear red at my wedding. So
I don't know. I think I feel like an egg white could be pretty.
An eggshell.
Like, just an off-white, like, you know?
That's still white.
But it's, like, cream color.
Like, coffee stain?
Kind of. Like that.
Like, Brandy Melville white?
I low-key have to keep it white, like...
Keep it white, girl. Lana Del Rey.
Keep it white, Lana Del Rey. With the veil.
I would wear black.
You would wear black to your wedding?
I would do a black wedding dress.
I can't do that.
No. I don't see you doing that.
I would.
I don't see you doing that. I feel like you would just look so stunning in a white dress.
I would wear a black dress and then I would have everyone else wear white.
That's actually kind of cool, but like, I don't think I could ever do that.
I would have everybody else wear black if I had a white wedding. Is that what it's called? Like a white, like it's like white, the white dress. Wedding. Like not like white people, like white dress. White wedding.
Well, that's just a wedding.
No, but there's so many different kinds of weddings. Indian wedding is just a wedding. Okay, but they also do that in Europe. It's not just American. That's the thing. I just call it a white wedding.
I guess.
They do that literally everywhere.
What do they do in Europe? Just the same thing?
I feel like every thing. I feel like everywhere they do weddings like that. It's just like there's some different
countries. There's just different cultures.
Like, do that.
Different cultures do different kinds of ceremonies and stuff, but it's all the same idea.
Yeah, like.
It's all just the bonding of like two people.
I don't know. Indian weddings are just like the only wedding that's like a week long.
That's why like I really want to go to an Indian wedding and I'm really excited for yours.
I've been.
You have?
My god sister.
Mine's
going to
be way better.
Can I help plan it? Even though I don't know anything, I'll just like help with the flowers and stuff.
Of course. I feel like that's going to be such a big thing. Flowers at an Indian wedding.
My mom used to be a florist. I feel like I got that gene from her. Like, I'm great with building bouquets.
We made the prettiest bouquet for your birthday.
I know. My mom always talks about how pretty it is. She's like, that was so pretty. I can't believe it. And then she threw out the flowers. I have no idea where they went. They were just, like, alive, and then, like, they were kind of dying, and I was going to save them until they're dead, you know? Put them up on the wall, and she took them. Okay, we have it. We need an outro. Hello, outro. Put those things back on.
You've been listening to Shut Up and Listen Gen Z podcast. This was an Invoice Media production. Thank you for listening.